Hello, respective viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel once more. So in this video, I'm going to ask, is Russia going to be expelled from the United Nations? Well, the short answer is probably not. Well, very unlikely it will be expelled, because it was just yesterday the Ukrainian foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, said that Russia ought to be kicked out of the UN. And of course, there is a precedent. In November 1939, when Russia staged a false flag incident, bombarding one of its own towns on the border of the border with Finland, and forcibly blamed the Finns for it. This is a staged incident that the Soviet government admitted decades later. And on that pretext, the Soviet Union invaded Finland, and indeed they had a few Finnish communists set up a so-called Finnish government in exile. And Russia is very humiliated, but after about 4 months, despite about 101 to advantage, they did eventually manage to subjugate Finland, and they annexed some Finnish territory, imposed this neutrality on Finland. Incidentally, that's why Finland joined the Third Reich a couple of years later, just to recover their lost land. So it was kind of imbecilic of the Soviet Union. They didn't need to do that. They made themselves an enemy when they wouldn't have had an enemy there otherwise. But anyway, the Soviet Union was expelled for its naked act of aggression against Finland. And obviously, there's yet more naked aggression against Ukraine. And it's an illegal war, the very first war in history to be ruled to be illegal by the International Court of Justice. But if I recall correctly, it was a 13-2 majority. Only the Russian and the Chinese judges voted against that ruling in the International Court of Justice. As in, only judges sent by countries which have no rule of law and have no independent judiciary. The free world recognized that this is a war of unprovoked aggression. So, and the other thing is Russia's got a permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council. So the UN Security Council has got five permanent members: Russia, France, the United States, the People's Republic of China, and the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So the United Nations was established as such in San Francisco shortly before the end of the Second World War. Obviously, its permanent headquarters is now in New York City. And the Allies, even prior to 1945, called themselves the United Nations sometimes. So five permanent members of the Security Council. Initially, of course, it was the Soviet Union was a member of the permanent Security Council. Russia was simply part of that. Like it was the Republic of China, not the People's Republic of China. The Republic of China, it was the Kuomintang who subsequently fled to Taiwan. So remember, Taiwan held the Chinese seat on the UN Security Council till I think it was 1971. And by a two-thirds vote of the General Assembly, clearly the United Kingdom, interestingly, Taiwan had the Chinese seat taken away from it. And that Chinese seat was then allotted to the People's Republic of China, as in with its government of Beijing. You may know the one China policy. You can recognize the People's Republic of China with the capital of Beijing, or you can recognize the Republic of China with its capital on the island of Taiwan. Now, virtually the whole world recognizes the People's Republic of China, because it seems ludicrous to recognize Taiwan, which is 1% of China's territory and only 2% of its population, to get real. By a two-thirds majority, Russia could have its UN Security Council seat taken away from its permanent one. Remember, there are 10 temporary members, sorry, non-permanent, as they're officially known, who voted on and off every 6 months. So all these five permanent members have the power of veto. And as Latinists, you'll all know that means I forbid. Well, yes, so some people have been saying that India ought to have a permanent place in the UN Security Council. For over 10 years, it's been British policy that India ought to be one of them, because India is the second largest population in the world. The composition of the UN Security Council is stuck in a time warp for 1945. This is the winners' club from the Second World War. The British Empire was still extant. The United Kingdom is not a superpower now, neither is France. India wasn't even independent in 1945. So it ought to be reflective of the current power balances. What about Africa? Perhaps the African Union could have a seat. What about Latin America? Should Brazil have a seat, or should Mercosur? That's more of a trade organization for several South American countries. Should France's seat go to the European Union? There are all sorts of suggestions. So maybe five is too small. It should be six or seven or eight. But if you have so many more permanent members, perhaps there have to be, should have to be two to veto and not just one. The United States has wielded its veto many, many times, more in favor of Israel than itself. And the Ukrainian argument is that Russia is using its veto as a cover for crime, for breaches of the United Nations Charter, which obviously denounce crimes against humanity, war crimes, wars of aggression, and so on. It's a, you mustn't try to violently change borders. You mustn't meddle in the internal affairs of other sovereign states, which Russia does every single day, illegally occupying the territory of other sovereign states, Moldova, the Republic of Georgia, and Ukraine, attempting the murder of President Vladimir Lukashenko of Ukraine in 2004, it's state terrorism abroad, murdering British citizen Alexander Litvinenko in London in 2006, attempting the murder of another British citizen, Sergei Skripal, in Salisbury in 2018, and actually murdering a British woman at that time, and so on. Numerous murders of Russian dissidents in Germany and Sweden and elsewhere. So this is state terrorism of the highest order, and carrying out numerous large-scale atrocities in Ukraine, crimes against humanity, flagrant and material breaches of the Geneva Convention by the willful targeting of civilian heating and energy infrastructure with the stated objective of freezing civilians to death in wintertime, and so on. At least 40,000 Ukrainian civilians killed in this war so far, many of them killed deliberately by the Russian armed forces. This is not collateral damage. This is no mistake, and so on. So I think Ukraine probably doesn't have quite have the numbers it would need, the two-thirds, to vote Russia off. Now, Russia has about five countries usually voting its way in the United Nations on the Ukraine issue. Belarus, which is effectively an adjunct of Russia, North Korea, Syria, Eritrea, Nicaragua. The others which might vote its way, you know, Venezuela, Cuba, who else? But, you know, even the other collective security treaty organization countries tend to be neutral. Armenia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan. Other former Soviet countries which are fairly friendly, like Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, often simply being out of the room where the vote is held. You know, India and China being neutral. But the Chinese would probably still want Russia there, recognize that Russia's going to be there most of the time. And it said a precedent, could China be kicked out one day? And who would replace them? Well, the Chinese most certainly do not want India there because they have a border dispute with India. They're illegally occupying some Indian territory. Remember, China is a bosom buddy of India's a deadly enemy, Pakistan. So that India and China are rivals. They're vying for sway in Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, the Maldives, and neighboring countries, you know, anywhere in South Asia, Southeast Asia. And they're also rivals for influence in Africa. So, Russia might be kicked out of the UN Security Council. I think it unlikely, almost certainly not going to be expelled from the United Nations altogether. So, and remember, so Russia has roughly 25 countries in the UN General Assembly abstaining on Ukrainian issues. So five plus 25, that's about 30, 193 member states of the UN, right? So how many would you need in order to do this? You would need 132, roughly, yeah? Now, I mean, abstaining or voting for Russia, that's about 30 already, yeah? So they, what did I say, 160? So 60, yeah. I said you need 122. So the 122 are broadly against Russia on the Ukraine issue. And there are roughly another 70 members. So I think a lot more countries would say, no, we can't kick Russia out of the United Nations altogether. But they might allow Russia to be kicked out of the UN Security Council. And that would be such a heavy diplomatic defeat for Russia. Putin likes to swagger around saying Russia's a superpower and it's got nuclear weapons. That's true. That is a major world language, is one of the official languages of the United Nations, and indeed probably lose that, the Russian language lose that status. And it would signify just what a disaster this has been for Russia, what a diplomatic defeat, what a setback it's been, how it has really compressed Russian influence, not expanded it. So I think it'd be a very good move to keep them out of the UN Security Council, but I don't think it's going to happen. A lot of the less economically developed countries, I think on this one, would vote Russia's way, saying, well, we need to oppose Western hegemony. If there could be a sweetener, like India would be allowed on instead, or the African Union or something like that, or Brazil, any one of these, or maybe all three of those, have it from five members go up to, say, seven members, that might help change the French seat to the European Union one. All right, so thank you for watching, and please subscribe on Patreon. Make sure you donate on PayPal. I really do need the donations to keep the channel going. GeorgeCallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.